For many high school seniors, this is an important time for deciding where to go to college next year. And for the families of those students, it's a big time for thinking about how to pay for that education. Jill Schlesinger has some advice. She's business analyst at CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So you start by saying college is still worth it. How do you calculate that?
Well, we've got some research from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, and it shows that a college education can add nearly $1 million in earnings over the course of your career. So that's about a 15% rate of return above what a non-college graduate would earn. And, you know, even if you borrow money to attend and it eats into some of that $1 million, you still should be better off with a college degree, presuming you finish school and you don't borrow too much money.
Well, when you say too much, is there a formula for figuring out how much is too much? How much should one borrow?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's not an exact formula. I've talked to so many different people, from admissions officers and financial aid offices and college education analysts, and here's what they basically come down to. If you stick to a couple of guidelines, you're a student, you try to borrow less than what you think you're going to earn in your first year salary. So you're going to go be a software engineer, you're going to go make 80 grand. Maybe you can borrow 80 grand and you'll be able to pay that off in a reasonable amount of time at 10 years or so. But if you're more of like a humanities person, you're going into a lower earning field, you know, maybe you borrow more like 40 or 45 grand because that's going to be your starting salary. And for parents, if, you know, listen, we know parents are increasingly footing that bill. Good rule of thumb, borrow for all your kids less than your annual household income.
That's a good rule. You also say it's important to know whether a student is taking out a subsidized or unsubsidized loan. What's the difference and how do you know which one you're getting?
Oh, gosh, these are really tough. I just want to be clear that, you know, it's really difficult for a lot of folks, especially if you're not used to it, to decipher financial aid packages because there's not a single uniform way that schools are required to detail what's a scholarship or a grant or a loan, and they don't always include that information, so you might need to actually go down and drill down a little bit more. A subsidized loan is based on financial need, and you don't start accruing interest while the student is enrolled in school. An unsubsidized loan means the interest rate clock starts as soon as those funds are dispersed. So there's a big difference there. And again, it may take you making an extra couple of calls or emails to the financial aid office of the institution that has sent you your package.
And we only have about a minute left here, Jill, but it's especially difficult and requires more time because sometimes they'll give you a big packet of information and you're getting different types of loans to fill the gaps, right?
Absolutely. And I just want to tell you that you're not alone if this is confusing, especially if it's your first child or the first kid in the entire family who's ever gone to college. So you may need some help. A couple of resources for you, the College Navigator, College Scorecard, and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has a portal that can help walk you through some of these details.
Yeah, I remember having to sign those all and having no idea what I was signing or what I was reading. Jill Schlesinger is a business analyst at CBS News and host of Jill on Money. As always, thanks so much.
Take care. Thanks.